neighbors. Just exactly how are we supposed to treat them? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count.
What does it mean to really love my neighbor?
Jesus told a story. And to summarize, it's a story of a man who is going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and some robbers beat him up and stripped him of his clothes and left him really half dead. And a priest went by and ignored the man. And then a Levite, another religious person, went by and also passed by. But a Samaritan, and these were people in the days of Jesus that the Jews didn't particularly like, a Samaritan, though, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. And then it goes on to record how he bandaged his wounds and took him to an inn and paid for his stay there. What does it mean to love your neighbor? It means to sense what their needs are and to meet them. That's what Jesus said. Let's have another question.
You know, my neighbor really has been rude over the years, but I know I'm supposed to show him love.
Well, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting with verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love never fails. Well, let's take this into the context of your relationship with your rude neighbor. What do you need to do to return kindness for unkindness? Well, be patient. Don't be rude in return. Don't get angry at that neighbor, even though they give you plenty of reasons to be angry. And don't keep track of every single thing they did wrong relative to you or anybody else for that matter. And probably the supreme thing that you can do is always hope that God will work in that person's life and that someday he or she will come to Jesus Christ.